All right, guys. So this question is for all the DBAs. You know, so many of you tend to send me a message and say, like, you know what, Arun, we want to jump onto cloud and we want to learn cloud. Okay, awesome. You all are doing an amazing job. But take this as a DBA challenge. Now understand this, guys. If you all are trying to move on to cloud or trying to help clients move on to cloud, okay? So I am a client. I have physical systems, physical servers, and I want you all to convince me why I should move on to cloud. Because see, my physical servers, I have done one-time investment, right? So one-time investment, but on cloud, I have to pay recurring, right? I have to pay charges every month. And also on cloud, if I don't know if all of you know or if you do not know, on cloud, I have to pay to the cloud vendor for accessing my own data, right? There is a data transfer price also. So take this as a DBA challenge. I'm an immature businessman and I have a small company where I run my servers on physical, and you as a cloud DBA, convince me why should I move on to the cloud? Because convincing clients to move to the cloud is also one of the most important skills every DBA and database architect must have. That being said, let's start our show. Welcome back, guys, and let us start right away our show with the first question of the day. I'm just in a hurry to take this show. I don't know why I have such high energy levels today, but still, let's start our show with the first question of the day. How to restore admin backups on a different node when the directory structures are different? Very simple and straightforward. So guys, if you know about two of the most important admin parameters, and these parameters are the ones that help you convert the file names while you are like cloning or transferring the backup files or restoring the backup files on a different server which has a different directory structure, right? Now the first one is like, okay, before I tell you about the parameters, let us understand the things in a simple way. There are two types of files that you will probably restore using the admin, right? One is the data file, second would be redo log files, correct? So in case on a new server the directory structure is different, so you need to rename or change the directory locations for the data files or for the log files, right? These are the two files for which you would want to restore into a new location. Now in this case, there is one parameter which is called as DB file name convert. This will allow you to convert the file names. So on your source destination, you have a different directory structure. Now you want to convert that directory structure into the target destination, right? So on the target destination, the complete directory structure is different. So DB file name convert, you give the source directory structure, comma, you give the target directory structure. So what admin will do is it will replace the entire directory structure of the target onto the source data file, and then it will perform the restore into the new location. The same thing goes with log file name convert. So this log file name convert parameter will allow admin to change the locations for the redo log files. Simple, straightforward two parameters. And I guess, guys, if you are sitting in an interview and if there is an interview question regarding admin cloning, these two parameters are very, very, very important, and you must know about these parameters. I would request you all to read about these two parameters. Very simple, straightforward. And also, guys, you might have this question: what if the directory structure is exactly same? You don't have to do anything, right? Because admin will restore into the same location as the source server. So if the directory structures and locations are same, no need to use this parameter. Meanwhile, let's jump on to the next question of the day. We have a DB link that connects to production server. What will happen to DB link if there is a failover or switchover? Amazing question. Now, if you know about the data guard networking, right? So I think I have talked about this in the earlier episodes also. So in data guard, what happens is you create a service. You do not connect to primary or you do not connect to standby. The problem is if you are directly connecting to the primary server, let's say you perform the switchover or failover, what will happen is the application will break because application will try to connect to the same primary server, which is no more primary, right? Let's say it got crashed or there is a switchover. So what you do is in the data guard networking, you actually create a service. So now this service that you created on primary, the beauty about this service is it will run only on the primary server. So let's take this is the primary and this is the standby, right? So on primary server, the service is up and running. Now you perform a switchover, right? So the standby now becomes primary and the primary became standby. Remember what I said earlier, the service will always run only on primary. So the service that was running on earlier primary, which is now standby, it goes down, and the service will start running on the new primary, which was earlier standby, right? There is a switchover. So on this new primary, the service will be up and running. So your application or any kind of user must connect to the service. This is known as data guard networking. And guys, if you go to support.dbgenesis.com, on this website, in the search bar, you just type data guard networking and you will get an article how to set up the data guard networking using the failover method. So over here, you have a service which will run only on the primary server. So whenever the database role changes, it will detect which database or which server became primary and the service will start running over there. That being said, so you have a service which runs only on primary. Now, when it comes to DB links or any kind of connection to an environment where you have primary and standby, you should always connect to this service only. You should not connect to the like the primary node or the standby node directly. If you do that, then you cannot get the benefits of the TAF, like transparent application failover. So if you want to have the TAF benefits, make sure you configure a TAF service. The beauty about TAF services, it runs only on the primary database, whichever is the primary, right? And whenever you are connecting to a data guard setup, you should always connect through this TAF service only. And once again, as I mentioned earlier, go to support.dbgenesis.com, search data guard networking, or you can also type TAF and you will get the article where it will show you like how to set up the networking in a data guard environment. All right. Simple, straightforward. So for this question, we have a DB link that connects to production server. I think remove that production server and the DB link should connect to the TAF service. So whenever there is a failover or switchover, the application or the DB link knows like which node to connect. That being said, let's move on to the next question. What are your recommendations on migrating a database from one OS to another OS? So guys, anytime there is a database upgrade, migrate, cloning, or movement, or migration, physical to cloud, or moving from one OS to the another OS, moving from one server to the another server, moving from one storage to another storage, any kind of activity, any kind of data movement activity, it all drills down to one single question, the size of the database. Because depending on the size of the database, these strategies will depend, right? Now that being said, for this question, what are your recommendations on migrating a database from one OS to the another OS? Once again, it depends on the requirements. What are your requirements and what is the size of the database? Where the servers are located? Like one server might be in US, the other server might be in Singapore. Then there is network travel that is involved. Now again, these strategies will change. Now, if this is a question where the data center is at one location, you have two servers, I think you can go with GoldenGate. That's the simplest one. I know it adds up complexities in terms of licensing and all. So my choice would be between GoldenGate for server migration, or I can also go with Armin, depends on like the situation, requirement and the environment. Or probably I can also choose to go with Datapump if the database size is very small. So different strategies for different size of the database, and also if we have tape backups, then if can we move those tapes from one location to the another location and perform the restore, and if we have SAN storage or NAS storage, can we take the Armin backup onto the NAS storage which is shared onto the other server and then perform a restore. Thousands of variations and probabilities will come up, but it all depends on the kind of environment you have. So I cannot say, but my choices are very clear. Like in case if the client can afford and if they have GoldenGate, I would probably go with GoldenGate for the server migration. Or simple enough, you can always go with Armin backup, like restore and recover. And the third one, if the database size is very small, I would choose to go with data pump. That being said, let's move on to the next question. I would like to rebuild standby database. Can I rebuild standby anytime, or it has to be created only during primary database creation? No, like you can always rebuild the standby database. Now for this question, understand this guys, there is one primary database which is running for years and there is no standby database that has been created. Now the client wants to create a standby database or implement Oracle DataGuard technology. Do you think client should be able to do it or should not be able to do it, right? On a normal note, the client must be able to do it. Otherwise, it is not possible to recreate the primary database from scratch. And like, as the question goes, like, can I rebuild standby anytime or it has to be created only during primary database creation? No, like you can always rebuild the standby or recreate or add a standby to any running database in the world, right? And guys, to create a physical standby, go to support.dbagenesis.com and in the search bar type physical standby and you should get my articles where I show you how I set up physical standby for any client, whether it is DBAgenesis clients or whether it is for any external client. I mean, I use the same method and I have put up the same steps on the support.dbagenesis.com. Go there, type physical standby and you should get a lot of articles on how to set up the physical standby. That being said, yes, you can rebuild, recreate or add a standby to a server anytime. It's not mandatory that when you create a primary database, that time only you have to create the standby database. That being said, let's move on to the last question of the day. What is the frequency at which standby is synced with primary database? Guys, why do you think there is something called as frequency of standby sync? Like, if the standby is created, in general, the standby must be in sync with the primary, right? So the sync happens as and when the redo logs or the archive logs come from primary to the standby will start applying them. Now, that being said, there is a way that you can add a delay that is known as apply delay. So you have MRP process, the MRP process can be delayed. You can tell that, you know, whenever we are getting archives from the primary, you can still delay the archive apply onto the standby, right? So when it comes to frequency of the DR sync or the standby sync, there is no such frequency. As in when logs comes in, the standby will keep on applying. Yes, there are thousands of scenarios you can delay. You can delay the shipping of the archive logs. You can delay the apply of the logs onto the standby. Yes, you can do that. Now take this as a DBA challenge. What I want all of you to do is comment below this video and let me know what is the command to delay the log apply on the standby by 1 hour. Alright, I'll rephrase my question. So I want to delay the log apply onto the standby by 1 hour. So like exactly at 1 p.m. the archives that are generated from the primary when they arrive onto the standby, I want those archives to be applied after 1 hour. So there should be a delay of 1 hour. So how do you add those delay? Now I want you all to comment the exact command, what command you will use to delay the log apply onto the standby by 1 hour. All right, that's your DBA challenge. And guys, I think I had these questions for the day. Now let's move on to the most exciting part, and that is the bonus question. All right guys, I'm back. And this one question I'm getting these days a lot, like what is the impact of COVID-19 onto the DBAs and on clients, or what is the trend that I'm personally seeing into the online world? So if you ask me personally, guys, one best thing or one good thing that COVID-19 has done is it has accelerated the cloud adoption. Understand, so many companies were fearing to move on to the cloud, but due to COVID-19, they understood that there might be a situation in future where people have to lock down or people have to stay at one location and people will not have access to their offices. In that case, the physical servers that they that the companies are relying on that might become a challenge in future. So accessing their own physical servers, we all know, like due to COVID-19, all of us couldn't access our offices and couldn't travel, right? So this actually forced small businesses to gain trust on cloud, and now they are heavily moving onto the cloud. So like all these small companies, all these small businesses are now running fast to move onto the cloud. Now that being said, like DBA Genesis, as we help companies in database services, remote DBA support, now we are seeing a lot of people contacting us for the cloud migrations. And I also see that trend, that very small companies where like they had one simple small server in the office, even they are now moving onto the cloud. So one best thing that has happened due to COVID-19 is it has accelerated the adoption of the cloud. And in the near future, like not even, I'm not even talking about 1 year or like 2 years from now, I'm talking about like within next quarter or next 3 months, you guys might see a lot of jobs and a lot of projects on cloud. Now this is your golden opportunity, that if you guys can use this lockdown period to read and learn or make yourself comfortable with the cloud technologies, this is your golden chance. What I want you all to do is, if you want to just test it out, go to all the job portals and search for the cloud jobs. Now what you will see is, you will see a trend of a lot of cloud jobs where every company, every small company is now hiring people who are good at cloud. That being said guys, I'll take a leave and I'll meet you all in the next episode. Bye.